Phil will now introduce our second set of stories from the evening news.
There were several more stories from the city centre this week. Several people were targeted by a mystery airgun sniper. Rough sleepers were said to be turning the riverside near Cowes Tower into a campsite, while wheelchair users were disappointed by the Hay Hill revamp. In the City Hall, a council meeting was halted following a renters' rights demonstration. And separately, the City Council intends to block future applications to build student accommodation to avoid the market becoming oversaturated. Alison will start with the airgun sniper, who's not been identified as far as we know.
Police are probing reports that an airgun sniper is roaming Norwich's streets and taking shots at unsuspecting pedestrians. Officers launched an investigation after several incidents of people in the city allegedly being targeted by the mysterious shooter. The first shooting reportedly took place last month when a weapon believed to be a BB gun was fired from a lime green car at someone walking along Burr Street. There have also been reports in social media of a similar incident where a woman was shot with a pellet gun, also from a lime green car, near the Mischief Pub in Tombland, leaving her with a bruise. The police also believe an incident in Cromer, where a woman reported being hit by an unknown item from a car on Loudon Road, could be linked to the Norwich attacks.
Councillors have been told Norwich's riverside areas are at risk of becoming an unmanaged campsite, following a rise in rough sleepers staying in tents. Between 8 to 10 people have been sleeping under canvas along Riverside Walk in Norwich, some staying there for an extended period of time. Experts say the rise has been partly caused by the recent early release of inmates from Norwich Jail, with some ex-offenders unable to find accommodation. The stretch from Gerald's Bridge to Pull's Ferry has a number of green spaces along the River Wensum that have been used to pitch a tent. At least four people are understood to have been staying next to city landmark Cowes Tower in recent weeks. At a recent council meeting, Catherine Noble, a member of the public, asked, "What action is Norwich City Council taking over single homeless people living in semi-permanent tents along Riverside Walk?" Beth Jones, Cabinet Member for Housing, said the situation had improved after efforts by its staff. She said, "We are firmly committed to preventing rough sleeping and supporting those experiencing homelessness."
It was touted as a major project turning a central square into an inclusive space. But wheelchair users say the £3.2 million Hay Hill revamp in Norwich City Centre hasn't quite lived up to expectations. They've complained that while the redesigned site has created new seating for about 200 people, there is just one designated space for a wheelchair user to be able to sit alongside family and friends. And the location of the space is less than desirable, squeezed into a corner next to a drain. It has sparked calls for councillors to make changes to the seating at Hay Hill to accommodate more wheelchair users, who say they have not been listened to by the council. The row has emerged as Norwich City Council is due to install a plaque at the site in memory of George Saunders, a disability activist based in the city, which critics have described as an insulting, totemistic gesture. At a recent City Hall meeting, Carly Harper, the Labour Cabinet Member for Major Projects, agreed to meet wheelchair users to discuss how the site could be changed to be more accommodating.
Activists chanting "Shame on you" forced a council meeting to be halted in their latest clash with councillors. Members of the Acorn campaign group were refused the opportunity to ask a question at a Norwich City Council meeting, provoking frustration in the council chamber. The group insisted their question should be heard, but the acting Lord Mayor, James Wright, refused, as it would have been against council policy, stating the question was invalid. The row is the latest flare-up between Norwich Labour Group and Acorn, which has been accused of bullying and harassment by councillors. The Labour Group, which controls the council, has said it will not engage with the campaigners until they stop intimidating its councillors. Acorn has denied the accusation, stating it believes the claims are a distraction from what they see as a lack of action by Labour to tackle rogue landlords running rampant in this city.
Future bids to build student housing in the city will be blocked to avoid the market becoming oversaturated, councillors have confirmed. City Hall has agreed to make changes to its planning policies, which will seek to prevent new purpose-built student accommodation in Norwich. It follows a glut of student flats being constructed in recent years, which university bosses have said have left rooms empty on its campus. Adam Giles, Cabinet Member for Planning, said assessment suggests the current student housing stock is adequate to meet demand till at least 2038.